The beginning. In July 1994, 30-year-old Jeff Bezos started a little online bookstore called Amazon.com, named after the longest river in South America. Interestingly, Amazon.com was very nearly called Kadabra, as in abracadabra. Bezos decided to change the name when his lawyer misheard the words as cadaver. Amazon was instead named after the river reportedly for two reasons. One, to suggest scale. Amazon.com launched with the tagline Earth's Biggest Bookstore. And two, back then, websites were often listed in alphabetical order, and Amazon would show up first. What started as a simple idea would quickly grow into one of the most valuable companies in the world, based on market capitalization, along with Apple, Microsoft, and Google. Amazon is the fastest company ever to reach $100 billion in sales. It was one of the first companies to be valued at $1 trillion. It employs over 647,000 people, a number greater than the population of many countries, including Luxembourg, Iceland, and the Bahamas. In 2010, Bezos said, "I got the idea to start Amazon 16 years ago. I came across the fact that web usage was growing at 2,300% per year. I'd never seen or heard of anything that grew that fast. And the idea of building an online bookstore with millions of titles, something that simply couldn't exist in the physical world, was very exciting to me. I had just turned 30 years old, and I'd been married for a year. I told my wife, Mackenzie, that I wanted to quit my job and go do this crazy thing that probably wouldn't work, since most startups don't. And I wasn't sure what would happen after that." Mackenzie, also a Princeton grad and sitting here in the second row, told me I should go for it. As a young boy, I'd been a garage inventor. I'd invented an automatic gate closer out of cement-filled tires, a solar cooker that didn't work very well out of an umbrella and tinfoil, and baking pan alarms to entrap my siblings. I'd always wanted to be an inventor, and she wanted me to follow my passion. This is from a 2010 Princeton University baccalaureate speech. During its first 20 years in business, Amazon survived the dot-com bubble of the early 2000s, the financial crisis and Great Recession from 2007 to 2009, and countless other financial crises that took out many of Amazon's contemporaries. By the time Amazon hit its $1 trillion valuation in 2018, Bezos had surpassed Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and 7 billion other people to become the wealthiest person in the world, with a net worth of $137 billion, give or take. What propelled this unprecedented growth? And how did Bezos build an online bookstore into a trillion-dollar company during a period that saw countless other technology companies and bookstores collapse? What would you give to have Bezos himself explain the secrets that took Amazon to a trillion-dollar company and him to become the wealthiest person in the world? Fortunately, Bezos didn't operate behind a curtain, hiding his mechanisms and strategies like the Wizard of Oz. That's where the shareholder letters come in. They reveal his thinking and his strategy from the beginning of Amazon to the present. Bezos was extremely savvy when it came to growing Amazon. He knew there was an exquisite tension between risk and growth. You don't grow if you're not willing to take risks. But here's where Bezos does what I consider to be incredibly astute. He chooses to play the game differently by always assessing his return on risk. Return on risk, or ROR, is a term I use to refer to the relationship between the cost of risk and its return, which isn't always financial. It's similar to how you would think of a return on investment, or ROI.